Right, well, good morning, everyone. So this morning, we're continuing on our sort of little mini-series looking at the Lord's Prayer as we go and journey through up to Pentecost. And so, yes, we're sticking with the lectionary, sort of Church of England official readings, but we're going to be, because they speak for themselves as well, God speaks through his word, but we're going to start to dig into a little bit more about the Lord's Prayer, because if you've been following and been part of our community, we've been doing the beats, the rhythm of life, and we've been praying three times a day the Lord's Prayer, 7, 12, and 7. And so we thought it'd be great to kind of discover a little bit more about what we're praying about and what we're praying for. And so we're going on a journey together. And if you weren't here last week, I really encourage you to listen back onto the podcast, because Gareth did a really good job kicking us off with the first part in terms of Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. But I'll give a little recap, try and do it justice, but listen to the podcast because it was amazing. So basically with the Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, Gareth was teaching us that actually this prayer, we position ourselves before a Father. How amazing is that? We position ourselves before a God who is Father. And whilst we stand alongside humanity, in our brokenness and need for forgiveness, in Christ, we take a step forward. And actually, a father is a dad. Abba, daddy. And it's actually Jesus, our big brother, who leads us towards our Father and helps us in our prayer and in our communication. And as Gareth was sort of explaining that we are children of a father, we are adopted, that we were signed for, the papers were signed for on the cross. And so we live free and we come confidently and boldly before our Father. It felt like my heart was burning like in the scriptures as Gareth was explaining what Jesus has done and what it means for us to really be known and to be loved. And in this position before the Father leads us to worship. Hallowed be your name. That we say, God, yours is the name that deserves the highest praise. Yours is the name that's to be venerated, to be adored, to be revered. And we join with all of heaven in worship as citizens of heaven. So what we're going to do this morning is continue in this prayer, and we're going to look at your kingdom come, your will be done. But let's have a look at the prayer in context, just in case you're new to the Christian journey. So then it says, basically the disciples are asking, look, we've seen you do the prayer thing, but how the heck do we do it? Teach us. And so then this is how you should pray. It says, Jesus, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And so we're going to concentrate on this. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Now, if you look through scripture and through the gospels, Jesus is always talking about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God like? It's like this, it's like this. Or he's demonstrating, saying the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is near. But what do we mean when we say kingdom? Is it another one of those like Christian bingo buzzwords that we all sort of sing about and say, but what does it actually mean? And in its simplest form, kingdom is actually about dominion. It's about a king's rule and reign of a domain, of a space, as it were. And in very loose summary, because we've not got masses of time to go into it, Jesus and the New Testament writers sum it up this to say that there are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of this world, and there's the kingdom of heaven. And it's a kingdom of life or a kingdom of lies. So Jesus mentions it as the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God or the spirit that brings life, and the kingdom of this world, which is lies, the devil and the flesh. And a few examples. The kingdom of this world says, you need more to be satisfied. Whereas the kingdom of heaven says, give freely. Only God can satisfy. The kingdom of this world says, your earthly title and status defines your significance. Whereas the kingdom of heaven says, you're a child of a king. You are already significant. The world says, grasp after everything you can that makes you feel good. And the kingdom of heaven says, surrender. Deny yourself and take up the cross for the sake of others. The kingdom of this world says, you're powerless. The kingdom of heaven says, the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in you. And Jesus says that we're to be in the world, but not of this world. So we don't just hide away from the darkness and the mess and the naughty words. No, no, we go and confront it as people who are citizens of heaven, who live on a different agenda, serving a different king. We serve the kingdom of life. We don't get trapped by the kingdom of lies. And a question that we're all confronted with this morning is, what king and kingdom do we give allegiance to? The way you do business, the way you do family, the way you do relationships, the way you do singleness, the way you do work, rest, play. What king and what kingdom are you aligning yourself with, giving allegiance to? Is it the kingdom of life, the kingdom of heaven? Or is it a kingdom of lies, the kingdom of this world? And so, already, the Lord's Prayer is a bit of a challenge, right? It's not just a nice prayer that we have above the bed and we kind of say, and it's all very... This is challenging. This is straight up in our face saying, who are you living for? And so, this prayer is a prayer that's to be answered in us, but also through us. And the rest of this time, we're just going to look at those two things. So, firstly, in us, being surrendered to the King. You know, notice it's not my kingdom come. It's not even our kingdom come. It's thy kingdom come. It's your kingdom come. Your will be done. And do you know there's a battle going on for your allegiance? Every single day there's a battle going on, wanting to take you out, wanting you to get consumed with the things of this world. And we've got to make a stand and say, no, Jesus, you are my king and I'm serving my Father's kingdom. That's what I wake up for this morning. That's what I'm going after. And there's a question that I often ask myself, and I say, Chris, who is genuinely seated as king on the throne of your heart? Snappy question, I know. But who is it? And how do I know that? Well, I look at back and I reflect and say, what did I spend the most time thinking about this week? Even worrying about? What did I spend most financially on this week? Because whatever has your heart's affection, your mind's attention, and your soul's ambition, it has your worship. It's the thing that sits on the throne of your heart. And here in this prayer, we're saying we're going to dethrone everything else that contends for that heart, and we say, Jesus is Lord. It's the Father's kingdom that I live for. And so a good question to ask daily is, as we say the Lord's Prayer, Father, genuinely, what does it look like for you to be king? What does it look like for your kingdom to come in my life? So it starts in us. We've got to own this for ourselves. You know, throughout scripture, we see that humanity loves playing king. We did it for our whole timeline. Humanity wanted to be the boss and play by our own rules. And we see the mess that it's got us into. And I want to say to all of us as a community, as a family here, it's time to put away the dressing up clothes with the king and queen and the crown and stuff. And it's time for us to pick up a cross. It's time for us to really go for it, for the kingdom of life. Because it's not just about what God is doing in us. It's about what he wants to do through us when we say, your kingdom come, your will be done. And this is the second thing we're going to look at, that we are commissioned for his kingdom. I absolutely love this, that Jesus didn't just come to speak about the kingdom of God. He didn't go, oh, well, guys, is this kingdom thing going on? No, no, he came to demonstrate it. He was healing the sick. He was setting the lowly in family. He was freeing those who were oppressed. He was challenging the structures of injustice. And as he do that, he would say, the kingdom of heaven has come near. I absolutely love that. When so often in our Christian life, we're just battling with the first thing of Jesus being king. This is the fun bit. This is where we get to wage war against the darkness and the kingdom of this world that God has overcome. And we say, no, Jesus, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. And so another question for us is not just, God, what is it like for you to be king of my life? What if our prayers could get bigger? What if daily before God we could be saying, Father, what does it look like for you to be king and for your kingdom to come in Salford? What does it look like for Greater Manchester? What does it look like for my street or my workplace? And we stop just doing the insular thing and we start praying with faith and going out with faith, knowing that the Spirit of God is in us. And we're going to look at that a little bit more soon. You see, What does the kingdom of heaven look like? You know, Jesus shows us a glimpse of that, but we know that in heaven there is no sickness. We know that there is no pain. There is no suffering. There is no tears. There is no lack. There is no decay. There's no bitchiness. It's just this beautiful, pure, amazing place. And Jesus is saying, that's what I want you to pray, and I want you to live out here on earth. And that's why we need the Spirit of God. That's why we need our prayer ministry training. That's why we need to pray for one another in our connect groups. It's not just so we can feel comfortable, but it's because we're commissioned to go after the kingdom of life and to wage war against the kingdom of lies. This is the mission that we're on. Let's never just do it. It's Sunday church and that's it. No, no, that's not the fun bit. The fun bit is going and waging war and seeing lives be transformed. You know, I put a little quote together on there. Our hope is not just to one day make it to heaven. I hear this all the time. Just want, you know, maybe one day there'll be something. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we go to heaven. But our assignment is to bring heaven to earth. By the Spirit of God that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is in us and working through us. And we need to be awake to that, because actually, rather than us waiting for one day for heaven, we may make it. No, no, we call heaven down daily. We have authority. We've been given authority from the King to go and bring life. And I just wonder how many people have I missed out of saying, actually, do you know what? I've got life. I've got life within me that I want to share with you, because I'm too scared or because I'm too busy. But this is the business that we're on, the kingdom business. And as Gareth has mentioned in previous talks about the kingdom of God, it's, you know, in Jesus Christ, he declared it, but we don't see it in the fullness yet, right? There's one day when God is going to bring all things unto himself, including headbands that afflict. He's going to restore all things, make all things right. But until that day, we can still have the glimpses. And my prayer, you know, they call it the now and the not yet, which we looked at. I want to see more of the now and not just settle for the not yet. That's what I'm going after now. And, you know, people, when I've heard this kind of stuff before, they go, oh, this is just like Bethel theology, and I don't really like Bethel because of this or this, or this is Pentecostal theology. You know what? This is Jesus theology. This is what this is. Jesus is saying, no, no, if you want to learn how to pray, this is what you pray. You pray that the kingdom of God, my Father, comes on earth as in heaven, and you go and live that out. You see, our prayers are not just to be prayed, they're to be lived. And that's so important. Let's never just settle for just saying a few, firing a few things off. No, no, we say these things intentionally and we go after them. And I just want to give you one example to nearly wrap up. Is that just for the sake of integrity, I'll call it a guy called Dave, because everyone's got a mate called Dave. So you know, maybe you're Dave. I don't know. But we were looking for a drum kit for Jacob. For his birthday, my son, electric one, because we took off his big one because we don't have room for that now and don't annoy the neighbours. And I was praying about it, because God cares about every aspect of our life, including our finances, that we can't afford a big shiny one from PMT and other places. So we're like, how are we going to afford one of these? And I looked on Facebook on the marketplace, and there literally was the upgraded model of the one that we were going to get at a cheaper price, and it included an amp. And I was like, yes, Jesus, thank you, Lord, you're great, you care about us, I love this, thank you so much. And as I was en route to pick it up, I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me and say, you need to tell this guy about me. And I was like, no, I'm just going to go and get a drum kit. Thank you very much. You can do that another time. There's plenty of other, I just need this drum kit, and then I'm back out again. And anyway, I got chatting with this guy, and he was asking what I do, classic thing. And I was like, you know, well, I'm clergy and I serve in a church and all that kind of stuff. And this guy was brick hard. I mean, he was literally a meathead. He'd done 10 years in like Afghanistan and Iraq, not just in the kind of forces, but private, doing private stuff. And that's why I just call him Dave, just in case you don't know. We just got chatting. I was like, do you know that God loves you? He's like, what? And I'm like, don't batter me, please, but God loves you. In fact, just have the money. Just, I'll go. I don't need the drum kit. Just have the money. But we got chatting, and he said, do you think God can forgive? And I was like, my days. He's in the business of forgiveness. That's one thing he's really good at. And so we started chatting about what that would look like for him to be forgiven. What would it look like for him to surrender his life from the kingdom of lies and serving the things of this world to come into the kingdom of life and to be ruled by different orders, to serve a different king. And you know what? There and then, he gave his life to Jesus. He let me pray for him. He said, yeah, I want this. And we pray for the Holy Spirit to fill him. And he said it was just, he could sense God at work in and through him. And we've still been contacted in text. He's still trying to work that out now. And so that's just a little example of God wanting to seek people out. His kingdom coming on earth as in heaven by buying a flipping drunkard. Another example was someone called Dave. Actually, because there is the now and the not yet. In Aldi, just the other day, in the queue, this guy in so much pain. I asked him what was going on. He said, "Oh, I've got tendons and ligaments that are bust." And so, the Holy Spirit felt nudge me, and I was like, "Oh, really? I just want to buy me snap peas, whatever they were. I was getting for car. Anyway, in the car park, I asked if I could pray for him, and he said yes. And he went, "Don't you think you're a bit weird? Like when people come to you and you pray." I was like, "Yes, but I believe in God wants to heal you." And you know what? God didn't heal him there and then, and that frustrated me, but I'm still trusting and praying for him daily. And he said if he gets healed, he's going to run to St. Philip's. And so I'm expecting one day that he's going to come and run in and tell us a story, because that's when we pray for the kingdom of heaven to come to earth. And it just, you know, it's not rocket science. We just pray in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, your kingdom come. That's what Jesus told us to pray. And so I promise I will finish on these two very, very quick things. I'm doing the classic preacher thing. Coming into land. Yeah, we've all run out of fuel, mate. It's all right for you. But this is why we need community. We need one another to sharpen one another. This is why we need our connect groups. Because I need you to be encouraging me in those things, and we need to be encouraging one another in those things, saying, okay, when are you stepping out in faith and doing some of this stuff, rather than just talking about it? We're not called to be really bad salespeople, where we've got a great product, but we never see any of the products materialize. How is that good news to people? We need to be people who demonstrate it. So we need one another in those things. Don't let your connect group just be about coffee and cake. Let it be about waging war against darkness and bringing people into the kingdom of life. Second thing, prayer ministry. You know, this again is why we don't just do the let's pray so we feel comfortable. It's about commission. Yes, God loves to meet us and heal us and restore us, but also he wants to empower us. He wants to remind us of the authority and what he's given us that we can bring to this city and what we can bring bigger than ourselves. And you know what? This is not a kind of a guilt thing, but when it's the prayer ministry, if I'm not playing, I want to be there every time. I want to be the one who needs prayer for. Yes, sometimes because I need to work out stuff in my own life, but because I want to be filled again. And Paul speaks about be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is continuous. When you look at the actual wording behind it, it's this continuous, keep on being filled. We need it. That's just what we need if we're going to really make a difference. So community, prayer ministry. So that's it. It's about surrender, active listening. God, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life. But it's also about commission and active living. God, your kingdom come, your will be done through my life by the power of your Holy Spirit. So this is Jesus theology. Let it be ours. Amen.